If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz. Hey, this is Dr. Eric. And in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, should those with autoimmune thyroid conditions supplement with selenium? So even though selenium is commonly recommended to those with thyroid and autoimmune thyroid conditions, all minerals are, of course, important for optimal health. In fact, all nutrients are important for optimal health. That being said, this episode focuses on selenium because that's what the question is about. So I will say that there is a good amount of research when it comes to selenium and thyroid autoimmunity. There are a few different studies which show that supplementing with selenium can help to lower thyroid antibodies, especially thyroid peroxidase antibodies, TPO antibodies, which are found in both people with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's thyroiditis, more commonly associated with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, but a lot of people with Graves' disease have those TPO antibodies as well. And one way it can help to lower antibodies is because selenium is a cofactor of glutathione, which is the master antioxidant. So that's one mechanism. And I also should mention that for those people with thyroid eye disease, there also is some evidence that selenium can be beneficial. That being said, you always want to address the cause of the problem. And very rarely does someone take selenium by itself and find that to be the cure-all. So usually it's an important piece of the puzzle in many cases. And just like anything else, some people will take selenium and they might notice a dramatic improvement in their health or in a decrease in their thyroid antibodies, or in the case of thyroid eye disease, again, a decrease in eye pressure, eye pain, sometimes even decrease in double vision or bulging of the eyes. But then there are people who will supplement with selenium in those same situations and won't notice much of a difference. Same could be said with pretty much anything else. There are some people that eliminate gluten and experience a dramatic improvement in their health or reduction in antibodies. And then another person might eliminate gluten or even go full autoimmune paleo, full AIP, and not really notice any difference in their health, any improvement in their health or blood tests. So it does vary depending on the person, but just keep in mind that usually supplementing with selenium is just a piece of the puzzle. And I will say, I usually do recommend selenium to my patients. So it is something I commonly recommend to my patients. And it is because it's very important for optimal health, but so are a lot of things. So I can't say that's the only thing I do when it comes to my patients. Now, as far as what type of selenium, I typically recommend selenomethionine. And then as far as the dosage goes, a standard dosage or a common dosage given by many practitioners is 200 micrograms. And I commonly recommend 200 micrograms per day to patients. Sometimes I'll go higher. In some cases of thyroid eye disease, for example, I might recommend 400 micrograms per day. You just need to be cautious because selenium toxicity is a concern. And even though it is a concern with higher doses, there are some practitioners that will recommend 600 to 800 micrograms of selenium. Now, I can't say I recommend that high of a dosage. I still don't feel comfortable recommending that high of a dosage, but I'm bringing it up because there are some practitioners who will recommend higher doses of selenium, and some you might have even heard on a past podcast episode who have recommended or still recommends 600 to 800 micrograms of selenium to their patients. So I would say most of the time it's 200 micrograms, sometimes it's 400 micrograms. And you also need to be careful about selenium and other supplements. So for example, let's say that you're taking 200 micrograms of selenium, but then on top of that, you're taking a multivitamin and you completely forget that there's selenium in there. And some multivitamins will go up to 200 micrograms. So you might be taking 400 micrograms, even though you think that you're taking 200 micrograms, or you might be taking more if you're taking a higher dose of selenium. So please keep that in mind. And then another question that commonly comes up is, can I just eat Brazil nuts and get my selenium from Brazil nuts? Because Brazil nuts are a rich source of selenium. And even though that's the case, the problem with relying on Brazil nuts is that you just don't know how much selenium you are going to get when eating Brazil nuts. So for example, a single Brazil nut could have anywhere from 10 micrograms of selenium to 70 or 80 micrograms, maybe even some cases higher than that. But if you eat 3 or 4 Brazil nuts per day, let's say, and you might think that you're getting a few hundred micrograms of selenium, but you might only be getting 30 or 40 micrograms of selenium. So that's why I typically recommend supplementation. Of course, you want to always try to do as much as you can through food, but when you're trying to correct any nutrient deficiency, I tend to lean more on the supplements. And then once someone is in a more optimal state of health, that's when I say to rely more on food. Of course, even when someone is supplementing with selenium or something else like omega-3s or any other nutrient, you still want to eat a nutrient-dense diet. It's just that I wouldn't rely on that alone when it comes to correcting nutrient deficiencies. So that's pretty much all I have to say about selenium and thyroid autoimmunity. I hope you learned a lot, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And if you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.